Good morning. Today, I want to talk about forgiveness. Forgiveness is something that we do. We do it for ourselves. And let me say that again. We forgive for ourselves. Forgiveness is something that you do out of love. And particularly, love for yourself. You forgive yourself. You forgive others out of a heart of love. And let's be real, forgiveness is not always easy. It's not easy to forgive ourselves. So, likewise, it is not easy to forgive other people. And we have to be honest that a lot of us desire to be forgiving people. Some of us could care less about being forgiving to those that have wronged us. And some of us vow to never forgive for what has been done to us. Whatever wrong has been done to us, we vow to be unforgiven and to not forgive a person. So now, let's be real about this fact also, that we all stand in need of being forgiven. We all have done things to violate another person, whether it's been intentionally or unintentionally. But we all stand in need of forgiveness, and we need the forgiveness of God because we are sinners born into a sinful world. We are raised in sin and taught to live in sin. So we need the forgiveness of a holy God. God, who knows no sin, is holy. And if we desire to enter relationship with Him, we need to ask Him for His forgiveness. For our sinful nature, and for the things that we have done to violate His holiness. Okay, so with that being said, we can all say that we do understand that we are in need of forgiveness. We must forgive. Forgiveness is a choice. It is a decision made out of love. And what I want to add about forgiveness is that when you hold on to unforgiveness, be it towards yourself or another person, that you are holding yourself down almost with chains. It is like being bound with chains around you. You cannot move. You cannot reach out. You cannot draw in. You cannot possess. You are chained down. The unforgiveness that you feel towards yourself or towards another person keeps you chained in. Okay? So, in order to be free, we have to forgive. We have to forgive ourselves, and we have to forgive another person, because that frees us up. And I love the way Oprah Winfrey says that if you are unforgiving, it is like drinking the poison and thinking that it is destroying another person's body. When you drink the poison, you hold on to unforgiveness, you are destroying your own body, your own mind and psyche, your own emotions, your own ability to love and experience love. So forgiveness bounds us up. It locks us down. It's like being locked up, caged in our minds, in our hearts, in our spirits. Now, when you decide to forgive a person, it's not going to be easy. Even when you decide to forgive yourself, You have to remind yourself over and over again for a period of time. You have to remind yourself over and over again for a period of time that you have chosen to forgive, that you have decided to let it go and be okay with it. Somehow or another, to let the hurt and the pain of it go from you, however it goes, little by little or all at once. When you forgive, you decide that you're not going to hold on to the pain and the hurt of the situation. Whatever you have done, whatever has been done to you, you have decided that you will not allow that situation to no longer cause you pain, to cause you hurt, to cause you to feel bad, to cause you to react in a way that is not pleasing, to cause you to judge yourself, beat up on yourself, hate yourself, and do things that would destroy yourself. Now that is when you are forgiving yourself. And likewise, it goes the same way for another person. When you are forgiving another person, you have decided that you will not beat up on them. You will not try to destroy them. You will not hate them. So that's forgiveness. Now, a lot of times people will say that they want you to forgive them, and they will be upset with you for harboring the unforgiveness because you have not released them from the pain or the disappointment that you have brought, that they have brought into your life. So when a person oftentimes will remind you and say, I thought you forgave me, or I thought you was forgiving me, or I thought you was a Christian. Okay, let's be clear about this. That is a manipulation. That is a manipulation. Okay, so although we want to be forgiven, we don't want to be fools, and we're not stupid. So now, for a person to want you to forgive them, it is for that person to want you to find peace in your heart. It's for that person to want you to not only find peace in your heart, but to no longer feel the pain of what they have done to you. It is for that person to want you to work through the process of getting there, of releasing it, because they want you to have peace. They want you to have joy. They don't want their acts to limit your life, okay? So any person that is reminding you to forgive them so that they feel better, so that they can forget about what they have done that caused you pain, well, they need to forgive themselves as well. They need to seek out what forgiveness really means. They need to become more compassionate. But those are their issues. So whether you are a person who is seeking forgiveness, and I think we all fit in those categories, or that category of a person to seek forgiveness. We have to seek forgiveness, whether it's from God, whether it's from, you know, another loved one. It could be from someone we don't even know, because we did an act that caused people that we don't know pain. But we have to forgive ourselves. We have to find peace in our act and what we have done that we cannot change. And likewise, when we want a person to forgive us, we have to want them to find peace in an act that cannot change. So I hope that these ideas, these thoughts about forgiveness, which I believe to be true and real, will help somebody, help us all. And these are the things that I stand on to help myself, to forgive myself and to forgive others, to be able to walk in love, to be able to walk in real joy, to be able to walk in peace. I forgive myself ritually. from time to time, from day to day, month to month, whatever I feel that is holding me back from exercising who I really am, being who I really am, the judgments that I feel about myself because of some of the acts that I have done. I say, you know what? I forgive you, Lisa. I forgive you for who you were yesterday and what you did yesterday. I release you from the pain of that situation. And I allow you to go free. And I pray for those that my actions may have affected. I pray that they forgive me, that they found peace in their heart with me, and that they can be okay with me. They would not harbor hurt and pain and disappointment because of my act, and that they would be able to get over it in some kind of way by the grace of God. So with that being said, I'm going to say peace out, peace and love, peace and love.